Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Like a battlefield.
There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. But it's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpet sounds. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is a war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hello and welcome, my friends. This is Pastor Butch Paul. It is 7 March 2023. Welcome to tonight's program. You are in for a treat. We're going to bring on a brand new guest tonight. We're going to talk to Mr. Scott Shepherd. I'll tell you about him in a little bit, and I think what he's going to share with you tonight, a lot of us already know some details in. But he's going to show us some things we may not know and how involved, how far this nation has been deceived in so many different ways. Before I do that, though, mention two prayer requests, if you don't mind. A young couple I've known now for two and a half years, got come into my life, never by accident, but by God's hand, who are druggies. They both are big-time druggies and drug dealers. They've been clean now for over 2 years, 2.5 years. They gave their lives to Christ some time back. I had the privilege of doing their wedding for them. They were living together before that. And they're trying to do what's right. But they're new in Christ. They're up and down, of course. We've got to help them get through that. But he's got some health problems with his arm. It was shattered many years ago in a fight. And it's really messed up now. They want to do surgery on it the 15th this month. They don't have any money for anything else, but we're trying to help him. So keep Chris in your prayer, if you don't mind. Chris and his dad, his name Bill William, and dad's name is Bill, had open heart surgery a couple of years ago, not doing well right now. He lived with him. So keep Bill and Chris in your prayers tonight. Your prayer warriors, please. And pray that all three of them will stay the course with Christ. Please pray for that more than anything else. And don't forget that we are still offering the Grand Design Exposed, a 400-some page book on the design of the false teaching of Catholicism and what it's done to the nation, the world, but the nation, especially in America, and how it got started. Again, I can name a lot of facts out of that book. One of the things that really struck me as amazing and no coincidence was this, that Washington, D.C. was built on the land that was called Rome and owned by a guy named Pope. Now, don't tell me it's a coincidence. I know better than that. $12, folks. It's a big book. I got a good deal when the author passed away. About a couple cases of them, we don't have a lot of them left, but I don't want you to see them and go to ruin. For $12, that's delivered to your door. All right, and if you want more than one of them, you want to buy gifts, whatever, make it $8 for anything above the first one. Okay, $12 the first, and $8 for one after that while they last. And also, we're offering our new catalog is out. If you want a free copy of our new catalog, and folks, just not a big catalog. We don't offer many products here. We just don't do it. But our new catalog is out and ready to go. If you'll call and say, I want a copy of the catalog, and give Lisa your address, we'll send it out to you this coming Thursday. So with that, they're available. And also, we are offering the 20-page report on funding the control grid. Notice that word, control grid, the food framework. I read part of it to you last night. what they want to do to control the food, folks. And they're doing it. They're literally doing it. Just to remind you very quickly of the some of the headings in this article is entitled Poisoning the Food and Water Supply. Mm-hmm. Manufacturing food shortages, consolidating food and water systems, and weaponizing food programs for tracking the food supply and the people. 20-page report that you need to have. Make all the copies you want of it. Pass to your friends and family for donation, whatever, postage. $5. $5, get it to you. I would give it away if I could. We can't afford it. We're still tight on, very tight on funds this month. But $5 to get that report to you because they need to have it in your hand to share it to family, folks. This is vitally important. This information must come out. You must understand how serious this type of thing is. Please don't just shrug your shoulders and say, well, it's not important. It is important. And you can call us at the office at 800-777-4403. Now, if you have long distance, you can save us some money. If you'll call us at 304-846-4448. You can call, leave a message with Lisa. She's answered the phone for us from 9 to 4 every day a week except Thursday when I'm in the office. She'll be answering the phone, taking orders, taking donations, getting you. If you want a free catalog, call and say, I want this, and send this address. We'll send them out here to you Thursday. So it's all there, folks, if you want it. All you do is have to ask for it. And now to our guest tonight. His name is Scott Shepherd. He is director of the Free Enterprise Project, the National Center for Public Policy Research. Now, I'm going to read to you an intro he sent me here after I talked, asking to join the program. Then I'm going to bring him up. Our organization mostly deals with the left-wing takeover of so many corporations and the legal, social, financial, and other effects that has. So we can talk about Disney and other big media companies, discrimination by the tech companies, complicity of companies with China, the connections between these big companies and a World Economic Forum, discrimination by the companies on the basis of race, sex, and orientation these days against white people, men, and straight people, and pretty much any issues about corporate leftism or even the woke takeover of the schools that you'd like to get into. Folks, that covers a playing field we couldn't cover in 5 nights. I mean, that is huge. And Scott Shepherd, welcome to tonight's broadcast.
Thank you so much, Butch. Great to be with you this evening.
Well, I tell you what, in that one paragraph, you covered more topics than we could cover in 2 weeks on this program.
Well, it's a shame for all of us that is such a big subject. I wish we could say, yeah, nobody discriminates anymore. It's 2023, and corporations aren't doing the bidding of a left-wing administration and the World Economic Forum, but I'm afraid it's all. And, you know, this is the kind of thing, Pastor Butch, that years ago I would have thought, not that many years ago, I would have thought it sounded like conspiracy theories, but we've all seen it. We've seen what the government does, how it colludes with social media, how the banks are colluding with the government, how the investment houses are colluding with the government, how they're all doing the bidding of the World Economic Forum. And their goal is very simply socialism for us and untold riches for themselves.
That's very, very true, right on the money. And most people, because, and I'm guilty, didn't see this for many years because we were trained up in a public brainwashing center we call public school. And so we didn't see many of these things. And this was coming into us for many years, many, many years. But again, we didn't see it coming. And now that it's here, we sit back and wonder what happened. It is here, folks. All this he said and more is here. But what would you like to start with tonight? Just much, I'm going to let you pick a topic. Which way you want to go first?
Sure. Well, first of all, I just want to agree with what you just said, that the public schooling, it's been creeping into the public schooling for decades, and it's completely taken over higher education and the professional schools, such that at law school, it's one thing because lawyers are. I say this as a lawyer. Most lawyers are parasites anyway. But you want your doctors to be good, and you want your doctors to be competent, and you want your doctors to be picked only on the basis of merit and have to go through the same tests with the same rigor and have the same skills, at least the same minimum skills to practice. But they're changing the rules and they're lowering the standards. in order to have equity of outcome, equality of outcome of numbers. Yep. And so they're lowering the standards to allow minority groups to have more representation, but that means they're letting in people who aren't skilled. So after 60 years of fighting to eliminate prejudice and discrimination, they're changing the rules such that when you go to a doctor, if you get a minority doctor, you genuinely will have a young minority doctor, you'll genuinely have to think, now, was this person let in under lower standards? So all of this BS that they do in the name, as they call it, of anti-racism is just racism that's going to bring back racism throughout the whole society. It's
it already has. It already has. It already has. And being white, we're already in the minority, I'd say. We're the ones being mostly being turned against because we are white. But anyway, you're making a very good point there. They lowered their standards to up the numbers, so to speak. Go ahead.
Well, and it's not, I'd say that went through public school and graduate school and higher ed, and that's true. But it's also now we're seeing it because what we mostly focus on is corporations and the woke takeover, the left wing takeover of our corporations. And recently, we sent a demand letter to American Airlines with our lawyers, the American Civil Rights Project, a great group. We sent a demand letter to American Airlines because we went to their annual shareholder meeting last year, asked them some questions about discrimination on the basis of race and sex and orientation against white people, against men, against straight people. And what they said was, yeah, absolutely. We are discriminating in favor of diversity in picking. Now, this is the thing that really floored us, including the picking of pilots. So instead of, and this is just as bad as doctors, instead of having a competent pilot, being sure of having a competent pilot on American Airlines, what you can be sure is that you're going to have a diverse pilot who's chosen, and that we're discovering that they're bending the rules, they're changing what you have to accomplish in order to meet their diversity goals, which means they're going to be untrained pilots. And there was a crash recently, I think, with a UPS flight where the expectation, the concern was that it was a diversity hire who'd caused the plane crash. And I mean, that is absolute corporate misfeasance at that level. And we're seeing it all through. We sued Starbucks because Starbucks went right out on its website. And even though it's baristas, you know, the people who serve the coffee, are proportionally, there are more scare quotes diverse employees than are statistically represented in the population, but they're still discriminating against white people in favor of non-white people in the name of diversity. But diversity means lots of difference. And what they're doing is increasing the concentration of already overrepresented groups. Now, any discrimination on the basis of race and ethnicity is illegal and unconstitutional, but they're expressly and proud of themselves for discriminating in favor of their favored groups and against white people at Starbucks and other companies. They're explicitly discriminating in favor of women, and God knows what that means at some of these companies. and some companies even explicitly discriminating against straight people. And so we really have gotten through the looking glass, and as you said at the top of the hour, none of this stuff would we have believed in a million years, even 10 years ago, could possibly be coming to pass. But it's all here.
Well, you know, we're seeing this. I hate to use their terms like wokeness. That is so ridiculous. If the people really were awoken, maybe they wouldn't they wouldn't tolerate this. Now, we are seeing some kickback, praise God. In some places, we're starting to see, in Florida, for example, what DeSantis did with Disneyland down there and the perversions going on there. And they were actually a sovereign nation within the state. And that was done away with. Thank God for that. But we're seeing some kickback. And we're seeing division even more so because it has to happen. You can't straddle a line so far. I mean, it has to happen. But now we're seeing like people like Klaus Schwab come on the scene, and the WEF just said the other day, and I got to find this. I know it comes from a good source. I'm sure it's true that we need to start having marriages with animals. Now, about 2 months ago, Klaus I'm serious. About 2 months ago, Klaus Schwab said pedophiles will save the earth. That's what he said. Now, you can find that. Look it up. But
well,
now they're talking about sex animals.
I didn't hear either of those things. But it is a cartoon villain circus up there at Davos where they meet for the World Economic Forum every winter. First of all, they are calling for normal Americans, normal people around the world, to cut their carbon footprints.
Yes.
And they're forcing corporations to put us into electric cars and on carbon budgets. But keep in mind that they fly in the middle of the winter. They leave their mansions to fly their private jets to Davos, which is at the top of Switzerland, in the middle of the winter, to stay in well-heated luxury hotels and eat the finest food in the world, while they're telling the rest of us that we have to cut our carbon footprints, that we have to eat bugs for protein, that we have to, and Klaus Schwab just said this in the last week, that we have to sign over our own free governance to the experts in Davos to avoid AI, artificial intelligence, destroying the human race. Now, can you imagine a more comic book villain level threat? Now, oh my God, the computers are going to take over unless you give up your freedom to us. These people are clowns. Now, they're evil clowns, and they're powerful clowns, but they're clowns. And I'm happy to tell you, and I reckon you know this, but your West Virginia representatives are at the front of the fight against the World Economic Forum and their minions at Bank of America CEO Brian Moynihan and at BlackRock, the big investment house CEO Larry Fink, who are the World Economic Forum's minions in the United States, pushing corporations and pushing states to divest from reliable energy, from carbon energy, and get into what they call green energy, but green isn't clean. It's dirty and it's unreliable. And it puts us ad hoc to foreign nations who are adversaries. But West Virginia, Riley Moore, your treasurer, stood up and wrote some legislation, got it through the legislature down in Charleston to ensure that West Virginia's assets would no longer be they no longer do business with West Virginia assets with companies that boycotted or defunded petroleum assets or other carbon assets and reliable clean energy. And he was at the forefront of that, and West Virginia's been at the forefront, and lots of states have followed, Texas and Florida to some extent, and Idaho and some others, Missouri, South Carolina. But that's really some work you all can be proud of in West Virginia.
Well, thank you. Overall, we are, and we've been blessed the last several years now to have a truly conservative legislature, both houses, and things have happened the last 4 or 5 years that have kind of went on here. We were solidly Democrat for many years, now we're solidly Republican. I am neither one, because I know there's bad on both sides, equally bad on both sides, but we've had some things happen in this state that we need for a long time, like the right-to-work law. The ability to carry a gun, as we're commanded to in the Bible, concealed or unconcealed, no permit needed. A lot of things happen. And, of course, all the anti-gunners, crime will go up. Actually, crime actually come down in this state after that happened. So, but these things are, we're seeing some good things happen. But when we're seeing the corporations, though, linking hands with their enemies, and I say enemies like China and different places, and World Economic Forum, we better get our eyes open because they're closing the chute, aren't they?
Yeah. Well, let me give you just one example of that. I've mentioned already Larry Fink, who's the CEO of BlackRock, and he's come out. He's a buffoon. He's declared himself a lifelong Democrat, and he uses the $8 trillion in assets of other people's money that have been invested with BlackRock so that they can invest. And he uses that money to force corporations, American corporations, to get on board with decarbonization according to the UN schedules and equity-based discrimination, what we were talking about at the top of the hour. And he does that, again, those are ESG, if you're familiar with the lingo, those are ESG goals. They're also the two whole whole of government goals of the Biden administration. And yet this clown goes out and says, no, I'm sticking to my fiduciary duty. We're not pushing these Biden administration goals and World Economic Forum goals. This isn't partisan. This isn't personal policy preferences. This is strictly aligned with our fiduciary duty. And so you've got him pushing this out through the economy. And as you say, he's shutting off opportunities in order to kowtow to our enemies. Here's one example. BlackRock put all its money behind a little group called Engine Number One. And Engine Number One wanted to put some green lunatics, and successfully put three green lunatics, on Exxon's board of directors. Exxon, the biggest carbon energy producer, the cleanest carbon energy producer, the most productive carbon energy producer in the world. They wanted greenies to be on that board of directors. And so they got three of them on the board of directors. And those three environmental wackos pressured Exxon to get rid of a huge oil play in Vietnam. Right, a huge, there's going to be lots of clean and reliable carbon-based energy. And so they forced Exxon to sell that play. You know who bought the play? It was a giant Communist Party-controlled, Chinese government-owned energy company in China. So that same carbon is going to come out of the ground, is going to be used as energy, and the Chinese companies aren't as clean or as careful as Western companies, as Exxon would be, so it's going to make the world dirtier in total. But Larry Fink got his finger in that to kowtow to the Chinese Communist Party, shifted that asset from Exxon to the Chinese industry.
Of course, that was an accident. That was just an accident, right? That wasn't done on purpose, surely.
Well, let's see, this is the same guy who tells us that he knows for all of American industry the speed at which they should decarbonize, and yet he can't look ahead to the fact that if he forces American company to give up a play near China, that China's going to snatch it up. You can't be that smart and that stupid at the same time.
No, they know this. This is all part of the ploy. I just mentioned at the beginning of the program a 20-page article sent to me entitled "Funding the Control Grid," and that's a key word, control grid. The food program, yep. The food framework, all this been done on purpose. They have to control us with food and energy. Henry Kissinger was a critic that was saying this. I don't know whether they're not, but he said those who control the food control the people. Those that control the oil control the continents, and those that control the money control the world.
Yep. Well,
so that's where we are.
Speaking of the control grid, you know that West Virginia is in the Mid-Atlantic PJM grid, energy grid, and PJM's been warning very aggressively recently, look, all of this push to carbonize and have certain percentages in each state, decarbonize it, certain percentages in each state being, scare quotes, clean energy. We're losing reliable carbon-based energy production, and the other stuff isn't coming online reliably, isn't going to be there. So within a short period of time, we're going to have energy deficits all the way through the Mid-Atlantic, stretching out to West Virginia.
I agree. Yeah. Well, you know, Germany got hit hard when they quit getting natural gas from Russia, so they started mining coal again. And now they say they're sorry they ever stopped. Maybe, and I am thankful, the West Virginia legislature seems to understand that we're not going to quit mining coal. I mean, that's our livelihood. It heats your homes and runs our businesses. But this is a push worldwide to control something. If we lose control of our resources to even heat our house and cook our food, and they control it all, guess who's going to be our bosses?
Yep. Well, and that's exactly and explicitly what they want, because they want us to live narrow, constrained lives where they can control us while they live in the absolute lap of luxury. I mean, again, these people are flying jets. The average billionaire has a carbon footprint 1 million times bigger than the average citizen. And yet they want to keep all of their stuff. Bill Gates said, well, it's convenient for me to have a private jet, so I have to keep that, while absolutely constraining our lives. And at the very least, unless they give up their jets and give up their limos and give up their first-class tickets to go anywhere, and give up their mansions and live in an 800-square-foot-per-person apartment, like they want the rest of us to do. They can stick all of that right in their ear.
I agree. But we're seeing it. And I don't know what the recourse is going to be, but again, some things are starting to come out. You know, people are getting a little bit awake, even with the January 6th situation now, all the tapes been released. And of course, the new Speaker of the House is catching flack over that. But nonetheless, whether he did it because it's political move, whatever, makes no difference. People see the truth in that. They were lied to about that. That's more control. The media controls the news, and news controls the people. That's pretty much how it goes. But now, with WEF and all that getting involved in all of our businesses and basing everything on race, sex, and orientation, and turning it against folks like you, Christians, well, let's just say Christians. White people, yes. Men, yes. But basically, true born-again believers in Christ are the target, because for many, many years, Scott, Christians, the Caucasian Christians in this country, were the basis for this nation's foundation. I know people want to hear that, but I didn't do it. It's history. At one time, this whole nation, I was born in 48, grew up in the 50s. No, we were not perfect, but you didn't have to lock your doors. Murder in this state was almost unheard of. Now, that's back in the 50s. And girls looked like girls and dressed like girls, and boys did the opposite. They looked like boys and dressed like boys and acted like boys. They carried pocket knives. Oh, yeah, they did. Even in school, we carried guns to school to hunt after school.
Yeah.
That's what happened in our country. The moral fiber.
Decades behind you, but even then, even in the 70s and 80s, you'd have a gun in the back of your truck. Nobody thought a thing about it.
Wow. Well, that's just something that we've seen change, because the mindset's been changed. And the mindset is causing your generation to be worse than my generation, and this generation worse than you, because they were dumbed down even more, taught to accept even more that we know is biblically incorrect, taught to believe in immorality because they've been taught for years there is no God. The Ten Commandments used to hang on our schoolhouse wall. They no longer hang there. We used to have prayer in school, read the Bible in school. Even in high school, we had devotions 3 mornings a week. These are the things that's changed in my lifetime. And have we progressed in the right direction or declined into the wrong direction? I mean, we have devolved, not evolved in anything. We devolved back into darkness, and that's what America's become.
Well, part of what baffles me so much is how the ever-shifting goalposts on the left of what's acceptable and not acceptable and what's absolutely necessary that you kowtow to and what is out the window, it keeps running over itself. I mean, when I was a kid, there were girls' sports, girls' high school basketball and college sports, and it was accepted, but it was new that it was accepted. There had been a lot of trouble about it. And now, nobody wants to go watch professional women's basketball. That's just not true. But now they're destroying their own progress by letting these young men who decide that in order to compete, they're going to call themselves girls and women, go over to the girls' side and beat the hell out of them, you know, figuratively, or if it's a contact sport, literally, and ruin the girls' and women's chance to compete in their own sports.
Yep.
I mean, how is that, even by the left's own standards, how is that progress for anybody?
It's not. And Paul Harvey said one time that I forget how he worded it, but too much of anything destroys yourself. Hang on through the break, folks. A lot more talk about it and your phone calls next half hour at 844-769-2944. This is war.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Hi, folks. Pastor Butch Paul here. I'm certain that I don't need to tell y'all we're living in unstable times, or as the Bible says, perilous times. We're starting to see shortages of many products in America, cars, clothing, furniture, and even food. We can't do much about the cars, clothing, and furniture, but we can with the food, simply by calling Nevada Foods, the best in store foods, bar none. They have a shelf life over 25 years, are great tasting, no GMOs, no chemical preservatives, no aspartame or high fructose corn syrup, and no MSGs. Give Nevada a call at 888-597-0775. That's 888-597-0775. Or go to Nevada.com. Mention the Pastor Butch sent you and get a 10% discount. That's 888-597-0775. You'll be glad you did.
Are you paying an arm and a leg for a healthy alternative lifestyle? Are you tired of products not meeting your expectations? Is it becoming harder for you to have faith in restoring your body to the temple it began as? I know your struggle is real, and I'd be honored to help you and those you care about feel better and thrive. With organic ingredients and no fillers made right here in our own country, many of which are wild-crafted right here in the mountains of Montana, we at Superior Mountain Herbs are blessed to be able to get you the best herbal products with no hassles or misleading information. Truth and transparency is what you get with us. For a free list of products available to hear this month's special as well, please call Summer at 406-274-7579 or email me at green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com. That's green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com.
There's a lot of talk all over the internet these days about the remarkable benefits of Carbon 60, and baby boomers are especially excited about it. Whatever generation you're in, if you want more energy, better health, and a boost in vitality, we invite you to try Gresca's Carbon 60, a stunning development in free radical destruction. Being much smaller in size than conventional antioxidants derived from fruits and vegetables, it is far more bioavailable to quickly mend the toxin-crippled cells in your body. Gresca's Carbon 60 is the only C60 product that is made without the use of undesirable solvents. The only one. Gresca's Carbon 60 was developed by a brilliant NASA carbon scientist, and 95% report positive results from this Nobel Prize-winning technology in just 4 days. Visit C-60.com. That's C-60.com or call 720-600-6040.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
All right, folks, we are back. We're talking to Scott Shepherd. He's the director of the Free Enterprise Project, National Center for Public Policy Research. We had a great program during the break. We're talking about different things happening in this country and why they're happening. And the phone line's open. If you have any comments or questions, 844-769-2944. And, Scott, how can folks check out your organization?
We're at freeenterpriseproject.org. If an hour of listening to me babble tonight ain't enough, I've got a weekly column at Real Clear Markets. I'll have my next piece will be up on Thursday morning there, realclearmarkets.com, I think. And check out the Free Enterprise Project website, and there's some advice on there about how to get involved, even at the local level. When you hear that corporations are discriminating or trying to decarbonize you, or working with the World Economic Forum, or censoring us on social media, if there's a local outlet, you can really make a difference. If you go to your local Coca-Cola bottler, when you find out that Coca-Cola is forcing its employees to listen to demands to be less white, or you go to the bottler.
By the way, on Coca-Cola can, it says, as they're saying, try to be less white. On the Coca-Cola can itself.
Does it?
Yes, it does. You can check it out.
Okay.
Now, I don't mean all of them.
But they definitely certainly we're teaching that to employees in mandatory trainings, and that's unacceptable. I can tell you, most towns have a McDonald's outlet with a franchisee who depends on local business, and McDonald's is discriminating against employees in its corporate offices on the basis of race and sex and ethnicity. And you can go let those franchisees know that you're going to a different outlet, you're going to a different or you're cooking at home, but you're not going to buy at McDonald's as long as they discriminate on the basis of race, sex, or orientation. And you calling the corporate headquarters won't make much difference. But if you let your franchisee know and say, this is why I'm not going to come here anymore until you get this fixed, that franchisee has special lines to get information to the corporate headquarters.
And by the way, you may well explain what you mean by orientation. Now, folks, he's not saying that we have to hire sexual perverts. He's talking about orientation, like you and I being straight and white or whatever, and Christian.
Discrimination on the basis of race against white people, on the basis of sex against men, and on the basis of orientation against straight people.
And, exactly.
You know, I don't want discrimination just myself, and this is also constitutional law since 2020. I don't want anybody discriminating against anybody on any of those bases, including orientation. I don't want people to discriminate against gay people, but I sure as hell don't want people discriminating against straight people in the name of all of this alphabet soup of new supposed orientations.
I agree. And of course, being a pastor and believe the scripture solidly, we shouldn't, homosexual, sexual perverts not be allowed to walk the streets, tell you the truth, because of what they're doing to their children. But we're getting that maybe different issue, different time. But we're seeing so many things happen now so quickly in both directions. Some kickback, praise God for the kickback. But we're seeing business now. There's a new chocolate company out. I don't remember the name of it. Was it Jersey's? Anyway, they're coming out because Hershey has now chose a transgender man to represent the Hershey Chocolate Company. This other company is starting their own company. And so I don't know what's going to come out of that. I have no idea. And that was sent to me the other day.
You're seeing some of those grow up. And even Strive Asset Management has come out to challenge BlackRock to be a place where you can invest funds that aren't going to be used to push other companies to discriminate and to decarbonize. But as much as it's good to look for reliable companies that don't participate in all this modern lunacy, it's also important to, you know, talk to your McDonald's franchisee, talk to the Coca-Cola bottler in town, talk to the Walmart manager in town, talk to a lot of these companies. If you've got Starbucks and for some reason you like terrible burnt-tasting coffee that reminds you of sadness and pain, and you drink Starbucks, let them know that you're going to stop with the Starbucks because
And pay $15 for it. And then pay $15 for it, too.
That's right. Yeah. Pay a tremendous amount of money for coffee that tastes like regret.
Really. Really.
But that's so anytime you see this, if there's a local outlet, outlet to go to register your complaints and then explain, if you're going to leave a company, stop doing business with a company, make sure the locals know exactly why. And if we did that all over the country, we'd see big change in a hurry because they'd understand in ways that they have to attend to for their fiduciary duty that it's hurting their bottom line.
Well, you hear them in the pocketbook, they always pay attention. You know that. They always have.
That's right.
Still talks in business, for sure. Let's go to the phone line. Just take a phone call from Chris in Kentucky. Chris, come on in. Welcome.
Hey, Butch. How you doing? I got the power back here in Kentucky. You know, we've had some pretty wicked storms. I'm glad to be back on the air with you tonight.
Okay, good to have you.
He's right. And we've got to start supporting small, local businesses. He's right. But, folks, you got to stop being afraid. You know, and when you try to tell people something the truth, why do they fear? Well, that's just the way it is. I got to keep supporting Amazon. I got to keep supporting Starbucks. Well, it's just the way it is. And you can see the childlike fear in that person. Not that they're a bad person, but this is the conditioning, what they're doing with the corporate world.
Yeah,
and that goes to the pharmaceutical companies, too. And you're all part of this, of mind destroying our minds with these pharmaceutical poisons, Pfizer poison shots, all of it. We have a right to live as humanity on this planet Earth, which God created us. I have never been so awake that what I'm seeing around here, and I'm, people think I'm kind of loony. I've got a cousin who thinks I'm kind of crazy right now because he's very not a believer. He believes in the corporate world. But the problem is he's taking all these pharmaceutical things. He supports the woke businesses, and a lot, particularly Amazon, the people who work for them. That big company supports what? They pay for abortions. Did you know that, Butch?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. So does Starbucks.
Yes, they all do. We've got to stop living in fear. And if God wants me to, you know, it's a battle. It's a spiritual battle out here in this what I'm doing. But we have to really, he's absolutely right. It's so well said. Because the problem is a lot of people are not informed. They're not informed because they look at their TikTok, they look at their cell phones, they look at their Netflix, Walt Disney. All this cable of mind control, the flickering of the television sets are just dumbing the people down so badly. That's what we have to reach out to the people. We've got to start talking to human beings with one another in contact with our consciousness, because the technology I'm saying is not bad, but it is destroying a lot, particularly our youth that are growing up in this, of the anti-human society, Butch. Does it make sense what I'm saying?
Absolutely makes sense. Of course it does. Right now, we know that the population in this world has got to be called, because we're destroying the world, so we got to call the population. They'll do it any way they can, any way they want to, they're going to do it. And they are doing it. That's the situation we're looking at now. And part of the way to depopulate the planet is get men interested in men and women in women. That just, you know, that makes it much easier. They don't reproduce, as Klaus Schwab said, that pedophiles will save the earth. And he did say that we need to look at marriage with animals because that's discrimination against those that won't do it. Now, this is where we're headed to, folks. We're not waiting to get there. We're already there. Prophesied in the Bible. Go ahead, Chris. I'll let you wrap it up. Go ahead.
Yeah, I just want to say about your Numana products. The power outage that I experienced could have been a lot worse. Folks, get your storable food. Have it on ready because you don't know what these are. I believe this was a HARP weather system to just to state the way I looked at the diagram on this. The globalists are doing everything they can to do this. And that's why I believe that Asbury in Kentucky we had a few weeks ago, I believe that was a vision of what was coming. Let's reach those and pray for those people at Asbury, too, as well. Folks, get your storable food. We're in a lot of darkness in this country.
And, Chris, I'm going to tell you, you mentioned food. Please, if you can, send $5 and get a copy of Funding the Control Grid, the Food Network. Get a copy and make for your family. It's very important.
Okay, I'll do that. I'll keep that. I'll write that down and make note of that.
You do that. It's very important. If they read this, they'll see this all going together like a piece of the puzzle. And thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Thank you.
Okay.
Good comments. Anything you want to add to that, Scott?
Chris covered a whole waterfront there, and so just some thoughts. First of all, Pfizer, evidence is coming out that vaccine that they colluded with the government to push on all of us, and for Al Borla, the CEO there, to make billions off of, as well as his company, that it's potentially caused a lot of heart damage and other to young men who would otherwise have any heart damage at all, that they shut down tests and trials for the effects on pregnant women and babies and other things because they expected that there was they'd find out bad things, that they waived a lot to get the vaccines out quickly. They waived a lot of the regulations, which is generally good, but Pfizer, it appears, may very well have known some bad side effects and hushed them up, which their liability waivers don't or shouldn't anyway cover. And so Pfizer is an ugly, ugly establishment to look out for. And then the other thing about that is not only the demanding that we take vaccines and that even young people take vaccines that were in no danger from COVID, but the lockdowns themselves and the wearing the masks, we're finding out more and more that Fauci colluded with the Wuhan
yes.
technology, the Biomed Center, to do this change of function research, that he knew it, that he lied about it, that he knew that masks were worthless and lied about them and as a matter of control, and that we knew fairly quickly. Within 3 weeks, you looked at homeless camps where they couldn't shelter in place, and COVID wasn't racing through those homeless camps, and homeless people aren't the most energetic, cleanest bunch,
a lot of them.
So we knew within weeks, and then with what was going on in Sweden, we knew very quickly that lockdowns were nonsense. And they kept them up as a matter of trying to get us softened up as a people to give up our liberties, and they're going to pull it again with energy, with carbon, climate. They're going to use climate as an excuse to restrict our travel and lock us in to some extent again, or at least they're going to try, unless we stand up and are brave.
There you go.
And Chris was making this point, too. Stand up and brave and absolutely refuse.
I agree. And by the way, Klaus Schwab said himself that the masks were useless when they first started out. He said that. Didn't change his mind,
that's right.
Of course.
As soon as they realized that was a way to teach us all to be humble and obedient to them, they switched on that like a dime. You can track it day by day, but of course, what used to be called the mainstream media is so corrupt, they won't do that work.
That's exactly right. Let's go to Joe right here in West Virginia. Joe, come on in. Welcome.
Thank you, Butch.
You're welcome.
I was thinking about this. You know, God created us to be carbon. I mean,
yes,
our bodies are made of carbon. Now, if they want to go to zero carbon by the year 35, is that, you know, I hope the Illuminati's can hear me, or those people that who are supporting of the Communist Party of America, hear this. If you are supporting, you know, zero carbon, then I hope you can hold your breath a long time. Because if our bodies are made of carbon, and if we get rid of all the carbon in the atmosphere, all of humanity dies. Nothing will exist. Everything will go bye-bye. In fact, when I was in grade school, I remember two things, and this is one of the things I remember very strongly, that we breathe out carbon. Trees and vegetation breathes in carbon monoxide and exhales oxygen. The oceans do the same thing. So you cannot get rid of carbon.
Well, if you do, like I said, you destroy our lives, you destroy the planet, and these people know that. Joe, I know they do, but this is part of the plan. And people are so easily manipulated. I mean, look what happened during COVID, Scott. Even the churches shut down because the governor said they should. That's how scared people were. Total control. I mean, total control. People were, if you walk by somebody in the store, and I never wore a mask, I wasn't going to. Well, they look at you like you had a plague. I mean, worse than a plague. And I tell you what I did. I walked the wrong way up and down the aisles on purpose and went in the wrong doors at restaurants because I ain't going to play their game. Go ahead, Joe. I'm sorry.
That's absolutely right. Well, and I still people wearing masks in the store. I've seen that today.
Outside, too.
Mm-hmm. But the one thing people are not talking about is this. I mean, Butch, you brought it up. I brought it up before. I hope our guests will bring it up. Is that this is not a physical war that we're in, which is a spiritual war. This is for Lucifer. All this is taking place is for Lucifer, the god of this world. He's establishing his kingdom because he still believes he can defeat Jehovah Yahweh. He's not going to. We read the last chapter. But his people believe that Jesus is evil and Lucifer is good. And they're setting up a kingdom. Now, Satan's kingdom's been here since the fall in the garden. But he's establishing the final stages of his kingdom, the final parts of it, artificial intelligence, the surveillance, the biometric scanning, the food. Everything's being set up so he can destroy the creation of God, which is mankind, by taking the carbon out of the atmosphere so we can destroy. Satan and Lucifer does not need carbon monoxide to exist. He doesn't need oxygen to exist. So we have really gone, you know, the church has failed to talk about the red dragon, Lucifer, the evil of this world is behind all this is taking place.
Of course.
The abortions, the sodomy, the transgenderism, the control grids of everything that's taking is all for Lucifer. And we have to stay on our guard. We're a remnant, and we still have to keep marching for Jesus.
Amen. Well, thanks for the call, Joe. Good points. Thanks very much. Appreciate it. Thank you. And, folks, phone lines open, 844-769-2944. Anything you want to add to Joe's comments, Scott?
Well, I mean, Joe makes a great point that makes me laugh every time I listen to these idiots. Carbon, CO2, is not a poison. It's what makes plants grow. And there might be I think the genuine, not the BS consensus of the left, but the genuine consensus based on actual science is that there's a little bit of man-made global warming, but its general effect is not the melting ice caps. And notice that New York is very definitely not underwater and the polar bears are thriving. What it's doing is making the world slightly greener, slightly more productive of food, slightly better for humans and all other creatures, and the coral reefs aren't dying. Everything they said was going to happen isn't happening. So I agree with that. And you know, I wrote a piece a few months ago. You remember that in '83, Ronald Reagan went to the pastor's convention and called the Soviet Union the locus of evil in the modern world. Well,
yeah.
The locus of evil, for exactly the reasons Joe was talking about, the locus of evil in the modern world, in the Western world today, is Davos and the World Economic Forum, because just this past Davos in January, we had people, very highly distinguished people, Jane Goodall, the old monkey expert, and Yuval Hariri, who's one of the big supposed experts of the World Economic Forum, both of them called for the vast number of humans are now worthless, and that we need to reduce the human population to 15/16 of its current number, to about half of a billion instead of 8 million. So this is a group that is focused on the idea of radically reducing the number of humans on the earth, and we should all be terrified.
They said that. Yes, and actually,
what they said
were useless eaters, so to speak. Time to call us out. And by the way, along that point, China's now paying incentives for people to have children. And a few years ago, they're telling me they have more than one, they're going to fine them for it. Now they're paying them to have children because they're not repopulating themselves. Japan is losing population very quickly, and the U.S. is too. Now, we murdered between 75 and 100 million people in this country, in our country already, through abortion, which is murder. We've done that. And now, because they can't afford to feed the old people in China and Japan, they're looking for alternatives. Well, Canada's already found the alternative. It's called euthanasia. America's going that way, too. America's going that way very quickly.
Did you see about the Olympian who was offered death because she needed a stair climber?
Oh, yes, I did. Yes, I did. Forgot about that. Yeah. Yeah. This is America. This is Canada. This is the world today, folks. And, I mean, I don't know what else to say. I mean, it is what it is. People just don't, they have no idea what's happening because they just don't want to know. I'm sorry about that, but they don't want to know. Go ahead. Go ahead, Scott. I'm sorry.
No, that's quite right.
I mean, there's so much stuff that's happening that could be avoided completely if just a few people stand up and say, no, we're not going to do it this way any longer.
Yeah.
And maybe because of COVID, maybe we won't fall for any more COVID nonsense, maybe. But what will be the next disease, though, that's worse than COVID that may be really dangerous, you know, to scare people back in the box? Who knows?
Yeah, I mean, there's some concern that the Chinese may have not minded too much this was let out, because they've created such disbelief by the people of the world in health authorities now, that if they unleash something really dangerous for next time, we wouldn't pay any attention to any of them because they lied to us for 2 years.
People think we're nuts because we're telling this, but we got to understand that our enemy, Satan, is very cunning, and his servants are cunning because they take after him. And for how many nations have destroyed themselves the same kind of sin we've seen in America? We read about Sodom and Gomorrah. We're told in 1 Peter, Sodom and Gomorrah is given to us for examples. And we're following the same pattern they did. And how many nations have fell to communism through the same examples we have now, that started out with something so seems so good, like Social Security? Oh, that's going to be so great. That's called socialism. And socialism and communism soon become twins. We see this happening, but what do we do now? We try to warn people. The masses aren't going to hear us, but you know what I found out, Brother Scott? It's not my duty who listens. It's my duty to tell them.
Yeah, I think that's right. And it's nobody's willing to draw attention to themselves and nobody's willing to go out on a limb. We're all just going to wander into this debacle together. I mean, I was reading recently histories of the 50s and 60s and how corporatized everything had gotten. I mean, the manners were good in the 1950s and people were sensible and women weren't dressing up like men in the reverse and pretending, insisting that people call them sassy. I mean, there was that boy named Sue, but things made sense. But on the other hand, things got fairly aggressively socialized during the New Deal and afterward and right up through. I mean, part of the reason things fell apart in the 70s is because how much bureaucracy and socialized control there was by the end of the 70s. And it took Ronald Reagan, his revolution, that goes back to back toward freedom. And we're just going through the cycle again where these dumb kids have been taught so little of value at school, including the value of free enterprise and capitalism, that we're going to probably have to go through another crisis for the new hippies to become the new yuppies.
Well, you know, they were not just taught against free enterprise. They were taught against morality, period. They've been taught today in the educational system is there is no morality. You do whatever feels right. And somebody once said many years ago, we teach them they are nothing but animals. Then they act like animals and it surprises us.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, that's exactly right.
You know, and that's,
I can't believe that we for generations, or at least two generations, parents have been helicopter parents, not letting their kids get their knees scuffed, and trophy parents. So every dumb thing they did, they got a trophy, and they said they were the best that ever was. And now we wonder why they can't do anything right, and they're afraid of the world.
I agree. That's what we face today. I mean, we're down about the last minute and a half here. Tell the folks again how they can contact you and find out more about you.
Well, we're at freeenterpriseproject.org. We've got some advice up there, a fact of how to get involved if you are a shareholder, if you're not a shareholder, lots of information about what these companies, nefarious things that these companies are up to. If you own shares, ways to participate in the annual meetings and to help us with grassroots engagement with these companies. If you've got any tips you want to give us or whistleblowing you want to do, there are ways to get in touch with us there. I've got a weekly column. The next one's Thursday. Real Clear Markets, and we're always happy to hear from anybody who wants to get involved or to help. And thanks to Chris and Joe for calling in, and great talking to you this evening. And of course, great talking to you, Pastor. Pastor, it's been a wonderful conversation.
Well, thank you, Scott. I'm going to keep your name on hand because we have to do this again sometime. How's that?
That sounds wonderful.
You have my contact. If you need to get hold of me, give me a call. Okay, if you need me, just let me know. All right, my friend. Talk to you soon. Folks,
Thank you so much.
I mean, we are blessed to have such a variety of guests here that covers many topics that are so important today because they all are actually biblical topics. They truly are biblical. This is part of the deception that we're warned about in the Bible, but most folks refuse to see it because it scares them. Your job, my job, is to tell them about these things and tell them about the hope we have, but not of this world. The hope is in Christ. But tell them they must stand and fight this evil in this world because we're put here. We're given the body armor, folks, to go to war, not to watch TV or wait for the rapture. I'll see you tomorrow night, folks. Have a great night. God bless. Bye-bye.
Oh, hear me what I'm saying. Pick up your sword and shield. Get on the battlefield. Satan's armies come to kill. This is war. Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Melody Cedarstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cedarstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSE csctalkradio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together, working to preserve liberty and bring America home.